Many Christian leaders are already helpful in conflict. People come to them after church. A friend calls late at night. A couple asks for prayer. A ministry volunteer says, "Can I talk to you about something?" A family member wants advice about a painful relationship. These conversations matter. But a peace fire ministry practice is more than being a helpful person. A practice has clarity. It has a purpose. It has a setting. It has a defined audience. It has boundaries. It has consent language. It has confidentiality limits. It has safety awareness. It has referral pathways. It has follow-up habits. It has accountability. That is what this course helps you build. Without clarity, even good intentions can create confusion. A person may think you are providing counseling when you are offering ministry coaching. A couple may assume you will take sides. A church leader may expect you to fix a conflict that requires pastoral authority. A person in danger may need professional or emergency help, not a private spiritual conversation. A minister may become over-involved and begin carrying what belongs to God. Accountable practice protects the person receiving care. It also protects the minister and the ministry setting. In your peace fire practice, you will need to explain what you do and what you do not do. You might say, "This ministry offers Christian conflict navigation coaching through prayerful listening, scripture-rooted encouragement, peace fire discernment, and practical next steps. This is not therapy, legal advice, investigation, crisis response, or a guarantee of reconciliation." That kind of clarity is not cold. It is loving. It tells people the truth about the help being offered. A peace fire coach minister also works with consent. You do not force prayer. You do not force scripture application. You do not force confrontation. You do not force reconciliation. You ask permission. "Would you like me to mostly listen today? Would it be okay if I share what I am noticing? Would you be open to considering a next step? Would you like to pray before we close?" Consent helps the ministry remain humble. A peace fire practice also needs referral readiness. Some situations are beyond ordinary Christian coaching. Abuse, threats, violence, self-harm, exploitation, legal danger, medical crisis, or serious mental health concerns require appropriate outside help. Referral is not failure. Referral is faithfulness. By the end of this course, you will have a launch-ready Peacefire Ministry practice portfolio. You will build a public description, first session pathway, intake tools, safety language, referral directory, service menu, oversight plan, and 90-day pilot. You are not just learning about conflict. You are preparing to serve. And service begins with this prayer: "Lord Jesus, form me first, then use me to help others return to your peace fire."